Welcome back, everybody. This is a course in how to pray in public. And so this is the second portion. The last one was mistakes that people make. This will be a structure to put your prayers in if you need one. Okay? And I'm going to call that the collect form. So the church can be divided into two camps. The one that uses liturgy in their services, they might pray out of a prayer book, or they might write prayers before the service, and then the rest of the church that believes in extemporaneous prayer. And I am not taking a position between those two camps. I want you to understand that I understand extemporaneous prayers. There was a big reason that Wesley introduced that, and I assume that the Anabaptists were already doing that, but really Wesley's arguments for extemporaneous prayer mattered a whole lot. So that's fine. I'm not telling you don't give extemporaneous prayers. I am just giving you the format so that when you need it, you can fill in the blanks, so that you can stand up and sound like you're smart instead of wandering around, because that's usually what people do, is they wander around. Now, if you're used to using a prayer book, then you need more about the delivery tips. Or if you're used to writing your prayers, you probably will need more help in the delivery tip portion. But so many people don't know this. So I told you earlier in the introduction that one of my goals in my internship was to learn how to pray in public. And when I said this to my supervisor, wonderful man, wonderful, thank you, Lord, that I was assigned to him, because he really had a heart for the Lord, and he was a churchman, right? And unfortunately, he's passed recently. So I'm talking about Flynn Long, and because he was effective, I'm sure he had people who didn't appreciate him. But anyway, he said, well, just use the collect form, and went on. So I'm going to give you the collect form. But since I'm going to talk about him, these days were also the liturgical renewal days. So this was a liturgy church, and what he did in service, he introduced a prie-dieu in service. So he had a kneeler. He put a kneeler up there at the front of the church. And when we did the prayers of the people, we would kneel on that kneeler and pray from that position. Either he or I, whoever was leading the prayers of the people. And even then, people came up to me and said how much they appreciated my prayers. You know, I was just new at this. I was really new at that. So I think simply his training plus actually really praying made a difference. Okay, so back to the collect form. So if you are in a church or have been in a church where they used prayer books, you will know what this is. So the collects are the little prayers that are put in there, and there's one for every day. And they have a basic form. And this is the form. They address God. I'm putting out my fingers. So they address God. That's one. Two, they say something about the attributes of God. Three, they make a petition on the same theme. Then finally, four, they thank God. And then five, they pray in the name of Jesus. All of those can be expanded if you want to, but it's a way to stay on track. Okay, so one, address God. Two, and of course, that's the time to use the names of God and so forth. Two, mention the attributes of God. Three, make a petition based on that theme. Four, thank the Lord for it. And five, pray in the name of Jesus. Now, I realize that there are other churches that have other formats, and that's fine. If you've got a format, go for it. So there are some, and they would blanch to be called a tradition, but there are some groups that pray in, They say, in the name of Jesus, and then they pray. Okay, whatever your format is, but this is for people who don't have a format so that you can stay on track. Okay, and just I'm going to pray. I'm going to give you some examples of some collects so you have some idea what I'm talking about, because many of you will not have seen a prayer book. So here we go. This is from the old common prayer book of the Church of England back in history. Not ancient history, but like when I was a little girl. So here's a prayer. I just opened the book at random. Almighty God, the giver of all good gifts, who of thy divine providence hath appointed divers orders in thy church, give thy grace, we humbly beseech thee, to all those who are called to any office and administration in the same, and so replenish them with the truth of thy doctrine, and endue them with innocency of life, that they may faithfully serve before thee, to the glory of thy great name and the benefit of thy holy church, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, obviously, this was written in a time and for a group where they used more exalted language. So everybody who heard this in church understood what it meant. Did you understand? So first they, let's just unpack it. First they address Almighty God, okay? And then they talk about some attributes that God is the giver of all good gifts, that has divine providence, and notes that he has appointed divers orders, which means, of course, that he appointed people into church service, namely the ministry and so forth. And so they have more than one order of ministry. Okay, and then here's the petition. Give grace to those who are called, replenish them with the truth, endue them with innocency of life. So this fulfills the command to pray for those in the ministry, and these are the petitions, that they would be replenished with truth, endued with innocency of life. And why? That they may faithfully serve thee, to the glory of thy great name and the benefit of the holy church. So this is the reasons rather than thanksgiving. And then ends up with, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So this is a form for that group, but it follows the collect structure. So I'm going to pray another one. So this will be from the Book of Common Order from the Church of Scotland in 1979. This was printed. And let's just choose the second collect for Christmas. And here we go. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world to do thy will, grant that we may ever have the pattern of his holy life before our eyes, and find it our delight to do thy will and finish thy work, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay, and you would say amen if you were finishing then, but sometimes portions of liturgy are strung together. So there's an example. Let me give you another one. Okay, so here's Ash Wednesday. Don't argue with me if you don't celebrate Ash Wednesday. I'm just trying to give you an example of the structure. Almighty and everlasting God. Okay, there's an address. Who hatest nothing that thou hast made, and dost forgive the sins of all them that are penitent, create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of thee, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay, so you may not agree with that theology, but you, and maybe that exalted language is not appropriate for your group, but you get the structure. I was just telling you structure. So to recap, address God. And that could be expanded, all kinds of names of God and so forth. You might even want to say daddy. Okay, then talk about his attributes in the theme. Petition, make your petitions. Then thank the Lord, and then pray in the name of Jesus. And that can be expanded too. So I think we know Bishop Keith A. Butler, who says, in the mighty, matchless, all-powerful name of Jesus, something like that. So another structure is the power of three. Mighty, matchless, most powerful. Okay, so there's three that start with M, and if you can write that into your public prayers, that's always welcome. Okay, try to make parallelisms in writing. You know that you were taught that in English. Okay, make a structure, make it clear. Collect form is a good standard form, and you understand if you have a form, you can expand that or shrink that. So let me give you by analogy. So in high school, we were taught the thesis controlled essay. So we had a particular form, and I thought it was a little slavish when I was in high school. But anyway, you had a thesis, you had a tension getter, a transition sentence, and then a thesis, and then with three reasons why that thesis was right, and then the next paragraph would be the what do you call it? The topic sentence there for that paragraph was the first reason. So this is right because of reason one, and then you give your examples, and then you would have a transition sentence, and then paragraph two, the second reason, paragraph three, the second, and then you would say, in conclusion, or better, succinctly, and then restate your thesis, then make a call to action in. So this was the thesis-controlled essay that we were all taught in high school. I hope you were taught that in high school, and drilled. It was drilled in us. But I discovered that was very useful because I was able to expand that to doctoral dissertations, and I was able to shrink that to table topics in Toastmasters. You know, Toastmasters Club is a club for learning how to speak, and one of the things they do every meeting is table topics where you're thrown out a topic and you have to stand up on your feet and speak for 2 minutes. Well, how are you going to organize thoughts for 2 minutes? When you're given 30 seconds to prepare, 2 minutes is a long time, perhaps, particularly if it's some topic you don't know anything about or don't care anything about. You don't have much to say on it. But if you have a structure, you can fill in the blanks and at least say something intelligible. So this is why I'm giving you the collect form. I know most of you come from churches without the collect form, and so all your hackles are immediately raised. Learn this so that you can lead in prayer. It's simply a structure so you can fill in the blanks. If you know better than that, well, great, go ahead and do it. but this is for people so you're not ever caught like a deer in the headlight when you need to lead in prayer. Okay, structure, the collect structure, and the power of three. And what was that collect structure? Address God, mention God's attributes, make a petition, thank the Lord, and pray in Jesus' name.